Blog Talk Radio.
It is the way is open and the highway. For Calvary is the hill of another chance, the mountain of a new beginning where the love of God goes all of the way for us and our salvation. You see, Palm Sunday sorrow leads to Crucifixion Friday. It's all there in essence on Palm Sunday, a searching judgment and an endless tender mercy. That mercy, that care comes into full view as the poor king leads his ragtag entourage toward the city of a thousand sacred memories, Jerusalem. The procession comes at last to the southern slope of Mount Olivet, and suddenly the city in all of its stately beauty lies smiling in the morning sunlight. The immaculate marble of the temple and the pinnacles of the city's palaces make Jerusalem a strangely touching sight to the Savior. As his vision beholds the pain and pleasure, you see the bright friendships and the ugly cruelty and the things which break souls that transpire in the city avenues and alleys. Looking across the ravine of Kedron, Jesus beholds the city with all of its missed opportunities, its pretense toward the love of God. He sees what might have been. And from the soul of the world Savior, tears come. Could it be? Is the strong Son of God moved to tears by our mortal failure? A hush falls on our souls at this inexpressible sight. It slowly dawns on us that this is no slip, no chink in the armor and embarrassed to be glossed over quickly. This is the very heart of God laid bare before our eyes. And that heart is infinitely tender and cares about you and me. Dare we not look on this heartbreak and remain unmoved? It's enough to melt the hardest of hearts. For Jerusalem, your city, for mine, for you, for me, the great Savior weeps, and the sob sends visible shudders through his work hard and strong body. Ends of the earth, see your Savior weep. Yes, Calvary is at the gates of Palm Sunday. And I trust myself to these tears of a sobbing Savior, don't you? I throw my frail heart with all of his doubts at the weeping Son of God. I place my hopes, all of them, in the strong hands of him who openly grieves and cries for me. Jesus weeps, makes my heart melt. Jesus weeps and my will is broken. Jesus weeps and my head bows, my knees bend before him. Jesus weeps, my life is his. Jesus weeps, and that is enough to win me forever. How is it for you? Can't you see the Savior weeping? Doesn't that move you to a form of action? So you can't see Jesus weeping and not be moved to serve him. For if you have a Savior who loves you so much that he's willing to weep for you, you should be able to do at least something for him. Amen.
Is there something else I can help with?
Whatever it is, you should be able to do something for him. Amen. Amen. And amen again. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, dear Lord, we come ever so humbly before you on this Palm Sunday, thanking you for not only your judgment, but your mercy as well. And as we see the picture of you weeping, Jesus, use us to dry the tears from your eyes. Activate us and motivate us to be in service for you, doing your will, doing it your way. Bless this place called Blessed Community and bless our members individually as well as collectively. For we ask these blessings all in the blessed name of Jesus. And for his sake, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What happened today?
That she was talking then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess they wanted to interview.